Okay, I'm just gonna pick up where that left off because it was abrupt. That was from like 6 days ago, maybe more. And you know, I like even in a week, you're so different. All that stuff is true. And I'm never embarrassed. I should be probably. I'm not embarrassed to have tried to make a thing go with a person who I had feelings for that also said they had feelings for me and that they wanted a relationship. And I'm not going to breathe any more life into this. I was going to drag this into like a big ass long story, but really, this person does not deserve this much Heidi B. Okay? So, but I am going to tell a little more because people want to know. Because you've listened to the prequel and this is the next thing. So, whatever, you know, it goes. It's never enough. And I don't think I'm asking for a lot. And he would say, like, serious relationship. And I'd be like, serious relationship? I'd be like, this is not even fucking close to a serious relationship. But I was trying to meet him where he was at. And also, I was seeing where it went, you know, because you cannot, you have to put a little time into a thing, you know, and be like, okay, you know, even though I was having a lot of doubts, you know, even before that second date, I was like, I don't know, this person's kind of not giving me enough. And then, like, on one of our fun dates, you know, we were driving around and I enjoy him. And I, like, even made the motion with my fingers, like, I'm like pinching them and like pulling apart, like a piece of gum, you know, or like a piece of taffy. I'm like, it's sparse, it's a little thin. And what I meant was, and I think I said this before, is like, this is too little for me to try to like have a connection, like not, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever this is going to be. And I would have been okay with, had it been like a one-off, or even if it was like, you know, it was like verbalized, like, all I can do is this. Are you okay with that? You know? And because like the person that I was seeing before, Tom, was so, like, he and I were so well suited for each other in terms of like finishing each other's sentences, same thoughts. He was so funny. But I see beautiful things in people. Like, I really, like, it's to my detriment. Like, I really see the best, you know, and I will expand on those things and really like put them in the best possible light, these people. But even when I was seeing Tom, you know, he was like, you know, he and I were trying to like do it, you know, like be together. And so it was hard. I mean, that was during the school year, and I would drive to the city. And another part of my dating life that is complicated is that my children live with me, even the ones in college, and there's never a weekend away, which is fine because their dad doesn't have a situation where they can go stay. But I can't entertain people in my home, so you like lose some power there. Because you can't be like, come over for dinner, whatever, you know. I can't even imagine an overnight in my home. So, you know, that's the other part. You're like, well, maybe this is all I can do right now. But it makes me lose some power because I have to go to them, you know? And I'm very earnest with plans. If you tell me we're doing something and we're hanging out, like, I'm giving you that day. So when a thing doesn't work out, I'm disappointed. All right. And I guess, you know, if this were to be like a word map, like how teachers do, disappointed would be like a bolded word, you know? So, but you know, I'm selecting people that are not like enmeshed in regular life, you know, where they're older, they're bachelors. You know, they have self-professed that they have a hard time, like, you know, making shit work. And because you're like, oh, like if you're me, you're like, well, that's okay because I was married to a person that was fucking horrible, and I'm used to people that are fucked up, you know? So maybe in the future I'll try to find somebody that isn't fucked up. All right, but let me cut to the chase with this one. It was going to be a two-parter, but pff, fuck it. So, dude is going to go on this big trip. And I'm trying to see him before he goes because that's what you do when you're seeing someone. And so I had seen him like on December 10th, and And then the 17th, we were supposed to get together. And then there was like this comedy of errors that was not funny. So it's not a comedy where like I was in the studio and then somebody came by and got me really high. And I don't smoke pot, but I was like having a weird day. And so I did. And then I went to take a walk to feel better. And during the time that I was gone, dude came to visit. Even though that was like not the time he was supposed to come and we were going to like get together later. Anyhow, the 17th didn't work out. So now it's like, you know, a couple of weeks. And then the next weekend, you're like getting into Christmas and stuff. So then, you know, he still like is coming around to see his mom, which is just like in Burr Ridge. And which is close. And so I'm kind of biting my tongue because I know he's struggling. But you're like, for me, and what it would have been a normal thing is like, if the Saturday didn't work out, you'd be like, I'm sorry that didn't work out. Like, let me try to see you on Sunday, blah, blah, blah. And as I mentioned before, yes, it's nice to get to know each other, but also it's nice to like be together, if you know what I'm saying. So that was like on my mind too, you know, like I want those good feelings. Like I want all of it. Okay. And it's not too much to ask. It really isn't. But so he's putting me off, but like not, like I don't think he's like putting me off. Like we're still, you know, interested in proceeding. And then before he left, I was having a night. What can I say? Like I was out with my dad, which can be stressful for me. And we, you know, I drank a little, but not too much. But I didn't eat too much. I was tired. Blah. It doesn't matter. And I go on Instagram and he posts something about like just like a dinner for one. And I was like, fuck you, because I wanted to do that. But I was like, okay, cool it, sis. You're being reactionary right now. And then so I don't say anything about it, but I do take a picture and I forward it to Mo. And Mo was like, oh my god. Blast him. I'm like, no, I'm not mad. This is just how he is. And I need to like figure out if this is what I want, you know? And then in the next, you know, series of texts with him, because dude can't use a phone. He's like, oh, okay, well, like I'm leaving tomorrow. But I'm going to go by my mom's in the morning. And I was like, fucking just seeing red, you know? I'm like, oh, what the hell? You know, like, I don't know what you think I want, but like this, like, even just like you want to feel like your person wants to see you too. You know, this is not a serious relationship. This is dating a person. Okay. Serious relationship is like going to each other's family parties. That is serious relationship. Serious relationship is you sleep over 3 nights a week and you know, really know each other very well. That is serious relationship. We were in the honeymoon phase of courtship. So I tell him I'm pissed. And or that I say that you're hurting my feelings. And then he doesn't respond. And then I blow up his phone just once. And he doesn't write back. And then now I'm just like, fuck. And now I hate all of this. I'm mad at myself for like losing my cool. Because it doesn't matter. He was showing me what he is and what he's capable of. And then you know, I texted him basically like, text me back, don't leave it like this, you know, or to call me back. And he texts me and is like, basically, like, I'm having a bad year. I like you. You're bumming me out. I'll talk to you later. Happy New Year. And I was like, you know, because I was like, just, I don't know, a mixture of emotions, just kind of like disappointed in myself, embarrassed, sad that like things were not going to be the way I wanted with him. And you know, where I wanted him to like go away and like be checking in and have like sexy texts and like have like a nice reunion, you know. But I'm like, all right, cool, you know, not cool, I'm like, just cool it. And then in the morning, I didn't want him to leave like that, so I texted him something, you know, for levity. It's like, don't send nudes, ? And then I was like, safe travels, don't be a stranger, etc., you know. And I never fucking heard from him. It was like 19 days, like something like insane. And I could see he was on social media, and it was just like, oh my god. And in the meantime, my girlfriends, Mo, everybody's like, are you serious? Blah, blah, blah. You know, this is too hard. And, you know, you don't, you're better than this. You guys are in a different place, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, well, yes, probably all those things, but I'm going to hear from him when he gets back. And, you know, in my mind at that time, I was like, this is done. But had he come back and been like, I miss you, blah, 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 I would have been like, all right, let's talk, you know? But in the meantime, I went on some dates because I needed to, like, restore the power of my life. And that's really why I'm wrapping up this particular Indiana Bulldog episode, because I want to tell you about these other dates. But so, I mean, I'm acting all cool now, but don't think there wasn't a million tears shed for just like this disappointing person, for myself, for like being like not self-regulated enough, because I'm learning, like I'm fucked up, you know, like my gauges are broken, as I told him. You know, I was married for 21 years. I was with this person for 23 years. But I know that, like, actually, like, to love and to be open to love is courageous. And I'm always honest and I'm always open. And I really thought that this person was too, you know? And he wasn't. So, you know, my girlfriend at the lunch table and stuff, she's like, delete the contact, block him. You know, I'm like, it doesn't matter. Why even fucking block him? He's not trying to contact me. But I did delete the contact. And then I could see that he had returned and, like, was looking at my Instagram stories. And I was just like, what the hell, you know? And then I texted him. And you know, I don't want to, like, embarrass myself too much. But it's not embarrassing. I just wrote, hi. Or I wrote, hey, I'm sorry it didn't work out. I felt a connection and I wanted to keep it. Let's stay friends. Peace, Heidi. And I was like, well, if dude doesn't text back, then he's a fucking asshole. And that's all I need to know. Or whatever, if there's no response. I'm just looking upstairs right now and I'm wondering if my daughter's home, because that would be hugely embarrassing. I'm sure she's not. I think she just left the light on. Okay, no, she's not. So 24 hours, you can see, so this is through Instagram and you can like see, you know, you can see it says seen. And the 24 hours later, he hearts it. And you're just like, wow, you know? And even then, I'm still like putting him in such a like beautiful light. I'm like, wow, like he must be like really going through it. You know, maybe like he's depressed, or like he doesn't know, like he thinks he really fucked it up with me. And, you know, I understood that most of these were kind of like probably optimistic, but I still was like, no way would this person be so shitty to me, because I am great, you know? And, you know, like, for example, when Tom and I broke up, I mean, he made it good, you know, like we made it good. And because that's what you do as adults, you know, it was with Tom, it was kind of like petering out, and I like kind of put his feet to the fire on it, and we like parted ways, but we've communicated since. And you know, I've like such like warm feelings still for him, you know? So that's where I'm coming from. I'm talking about Tom, not this Indiana Bulldog. So, Indiana Bulldog though, then I'm like, I'm still fucking just like stewing. And I talked to my shrink about it, and she's like, you know, she's like, you still didn't get what you wanted, which was to talk. And I'm like, what is there to talk about? You know? And then it's just really like, it was like waking me up in the middle of the night. Just also, I wasn't just a lot of things. I was just unsettled, you know? So I communicated with him one more time, and he did finally like respond. It was basically like, you know, too much, too fast, serious relationship, blah, blah, blah. But like maybe two sentences. And I responded kind of like, yeah, you know, I should have backed away, you know, but
I, you know, doubled down and tried to make it happen. Because what I do in life, outside of everything else here, is I am a powerful person and I make shit happen. And I've done that for, I've carried this entire load of this operation, this family, for my family for all these years, you know? So what I know how to do is to make dysfunction function. So when I hear that last podcast, the one before this, and like, I'm like in this like beautiful headspace of power, I just, you know, I'm back to that now. And, you know, there's never been like any shortage of people that want to date me. And I'm not like saying it in a braggy way. I mean, some of these people are not like people you'd want to date. So when I choose to do that again, you know, I'll be smarter, you know? And most embarrassing for me right now is kind of like, because he is a person in my world, this person, to imagine like the retelling, like on his end, like to be like anything but reflective of my open heart, you know? But you can't control what other people think about you. And what I know for sure is that people love me. And so what I was saying was that, you know, all around me are these wonderful people, the people that love me. And, you know, like, I just think about like my students and my children, and all I have is like good interactions with people. So I'm not broken, but I need to figure out why I'm, including my marriage, like why I'm choosing people. I know why, but it's just that's like a whole nother podcast. But, you know, I'm choosing people like on like hard to love people to love, you know? And I wasn't in love with the last two people, but I'm just saying I was choosing them to put my like energy into, or allowing them, even though I was reluctant with both Indiana Bulldog and Tom, like I proceeded with caution. But then there comes a point, I mean, there has to be a tipping point. You have to like allow it yourself over to it, or what? What is even the point, you know? Okay. All right. So, period. End of story. Where am I now? I'm good. I mean, I'm going to go see my art friends tonight. And I'm talking to somebody. Nothing serious. And I don't even want it, you know? I'm going to see a lot of friends. I have plans through February. I got like somebody on my mind, like a future person, imaginary person. That's about it. I would like to say, though, a funny thing was when this was happening, this new thing, this thing that's over, Mo was chasing and in a similar kind of quagmire with this dude that was just not even fucking anything compared to her. And I'm like, Mo, you are so fucking awesome and beautiful and fun and successful. You are like the entire package. You know, like, let's just pretend like one part of this wasn't good. Like, let's just say like you weren't hot as hell, which you are. The rest of you is so wonderful. Like, you're loving and you laugh easily and you're funny and you're generous and, you know, you got your shit together, right? And so I can't help but like draw a parallel to what I was going through and what people were telling me to, which was like, fuck this guy, Heidi, come on, or Heather. So Listen, Indiana Bulldog, if you listen, I forgive you. And that's all. Bye.